Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network. Chris Landry here as we have put together a first week of free agency, and we've been heavy on that because it's topical and newsy, and we'll keep you up to date on that. We'll have a lot of free agency stuff, but been working largely on draft stuff, and we're going to really start to hit that even more. It's hard to fit everything in, and we like to focus on a particular topic. Today, as going around to these pro days, this is the pro days after the combine workouts, thought I would spend a little time talking to you about just a few players that are in need of pro day improvements, in need of good pro days. I mean, everybody needs a good pro day, but who needs to do better? Who has created more questions about their abilities on and off the field, on or off the field, or both perhaps in some cases, that needs to improve upon that here on their pro day efforts? A reminder, though, you can get detailed film room breakdowns on all of this and more over at LandryFootball.com. Free agents, the draft, you name it, we got it for you. LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer today, and you will get the best information on the draft, on free agency, on football, in season, out of season, from a coaching and scouting perspective. So check it out. Try that scouting season offer. It's the best deal we got. It'll get you all the way through the scouting season, the draft, all the way through next football season. So it's the great time of year to become involved. If you want to try it out for a month or 6 months, you know, have at it. We think you will absolutely love it. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts, so you don't miss any of our football shows. So let's go into it. One, LSU's Pro Day is March 29th. Kayshon Boutte did not have a great year. Did not put up big numbers during the season, nor did he have the height and the length or the explosiveness in the workouts that would be a concern. His jumps were poor. His speed was poor. He didn't play great film. This is a guy that's in danger of having so many questions that it could dramatically affect his draft status. So let's watch what he can do. Can he calm some of that? Can he reverse some of that? Maybe is the better way to put it. It is pro day. Coming up this week, USC's pro day, Jordan Addison. So many wide receivers running fast times at the combine. Addison didn't hit the number that you look for at 173 pounds. Look, 4.49 is good. It's a good time. There's nothing wrong with it. But his 10 numbers, his explosive numbers in terms of his jumps, just not what you want of a 173-pound guy. He's not a guy that's going to win a lot of contested catch situations due to his size or lack thereof. So you expect him to be real explosive. And, you know, he just doesn't – you don't see great explosiveness on film, and you certainly didn't see it in his workout. So I worry about that. I worry about his durability. How is he going to run when he gets up to 182? I mean, is he going to be a 4.55 guy? You can't be a 4.55 guy, not have great quickness, not have great speed, and be small and not great length and still be a great player. So this is a guy that is pegged as can't miss, and I think more work needs to be done. I think he's a make-it guy. I think he's a potential starter guy. But to be a absolute high level, I'm holding off on it at this point. March 24th this week, Notre Dame's pro day, Michael Mayer, the tight end. Came in lighter, 249 pounds than he played during the fall. Okay, lost the weight so he can run better, so he can cut his 40 time. But he ended up running 4.7. So that is not good for 247 pounds. Okay, he also just vertical 32.5 inch and broad jump 9.10. That's not great numbers for 249 pounds. If you lose weight to increase your explosive and speed numbers and you fail to do so, that's really concerning. Let's see what he can do. And again, remember, don't pay attention to the workout numbers without tying it in to the weight and the length. All those things are important. Now, the length is not going to change. If the length changes from the combine and now, somebody measured it wrong either one of the places, and it's usually at the pro day. But the numbers can change, the speed of the track, the weight. So don't get, well, he improved his 40. What was his weight? That's what matters when he did it. Michigan, Oluwatomi was average at the combine. Vertical jump was pedestrian. He's got shorter arms that can get away with that. But, you know, I want to see the 10-yard time improve, and I want to see that. Siaki Itaka from Baylor, the defensive tackle. I like his athletic ability and his movement skills. But, you know, his 20-yard shuttle was just 4.99. Change of direction, 3 cones, 7.80. Body control, balance, which affects how well and how often you can pull him. That's below average numbers for a player his size. Again, not real big, no problem. Not great arm length, no problem if you're going to play at center. But you better be athletic, and you can improve your arm length. So you better be really quick out of your stance. You got to have the ability to change your direction that you look for and body control that you look for. And when you watch them on tape, they don't ask them to reach and do a lot of things that would necessarily indicate your ability to do that at the next level. So want to see that. Andre Carter, really good edge player at Army. Ideal height, arm length was under 34, 33, and 3/8. He did not run the 40. So his bench press was 11 at 225. He needs to improve those numbers. Finished the drills he did not do in Indianapolis. The other guy I'd mentioned is Antonio Johnson of Texas A&M. Good height, good length. They're going to work out on the 28th, but came in at 198. His 40 was good. His jumps need to be better. He's a fluid athlete. Surprising he didn't jump better. But putting up 225 pound 8 times is something he's got to improve. How strong is he? That's indicative of, you know, why he struggles to get off blocks at times. He gets wired to blocks. You know, he's a guy that needs to show more explosiveness. Look, just because you didn't have explosive testing numbers doesn't mean you're not explosive. Your legs could be tired. You work on it a lot. Maybe your legs are dead. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. Again, this is just, we got to see it, because when people ask me again all the time, well, why do you do these workouts? You can see everything you need to see on film. No, you cannot. You can see everything on film that he did relative to who he's playing against. How big, how strong, how fast, how quick, how smart. Everything is all relative to how he did it against the competition he played in college. So even if you're at Georgia or Alabama and you're playing the best level of competition, playing against one another, it does not necessarily translate to the NFL. It's how a guy translates. So by using comparative numbers, this tells us metrics. It tells us metrics of which guys have been successful of moving on from college to the NFL. So these numbers for these guys are important. Every workout's important. But folks, if you ran well and worked out well at the combine, pro day doesn't mean a hoot. You don't need to do a damn thing. You can have the worst pro day ever. It doesn't matter. You've already showed what you can do at the combine. You know, so you don't need to have it. But you got to worry about the tricks that they play. So, you know, if you lose 15 pounds and run faster, and then you gain the 15 pounds and lift at your pro day or vice versa, well, you need to convert those times and those numbers. We're looking for what a guy is. If a guy is small and he lives off quickness and he's not showing quickness or explosiveness, it's a red flag. If a guy is small and has those things, you know, that is on film and in the numbers, then it makes some sense. That's what you look at. You look at trying to fill in the pieces of the puzzle. And for these guys in particular, there are others, but these guys in particular, I think they need to have really good pro days. Again, a reminder, you can get more details like this. We'll keep you up to date on all the pro days, everything leading up to the draft over at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer today. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts. And that way you'll get all of our football shows. Hey, we'll be back again, as always, breaking down another aspect of football, focusing a lot on the draft and free agency. But we've got some college football spring practice stuff that we'll throw in there as well. Appreciate you joining us. If you got any questions, certainly go to LandryFootball.com, hit contact Chris, and if you want to have me address something, you can do that as well. We'd like to be interactive. Appreciate you joining us. Talk to you next time, everyone.